travel a lot, and one of my favorite destinations leads north, towards so-called Dead Zone, which is 130 kilometers from my home. Why my favorite? Because one can take long rides there on empty roads. The people there all left, and nature is alone. There are ghost towns, woods and lakes. In places where roads haven't been traveled by trucks or army vehicles, they're in the same condition they were 20 years ago. Time doesn't ruin roads, so they may stay this way until they can be opened to normal traffic again, a few centuries from now. On the Friday evening of April 25th, 1986, the reactor crew prepared to run a test to see how long the turbines would keep spinning and producing power if the electrical power supply went offline. This was a dangerous test, but it had been done before. As a part of the preparation, they disabled some critical control systems, including the automatic shutdown safety mechanisms. Shortly after 1 a.m. on April 26, the flow of coolant water dropped, and the power began to increase. At 1:23 a.m., the operator moved to shut down the reactor in its low power mode, and the dominant effect of previous errors caused a sharp power surge, triggering a tremendous steam explosion which blew the 1,000-ton cap of the nuclear containment vessel to smithereens. Some of the 211 control rods melted, and then a second explosion threw out fragments of the burning radioactive fuel core and allowed air to rush in, igniting several tons of graphite insulating blocks. Once graphite starts to burn, it's almost impossible to extinguish. It took 9 days and 5,000 tons of sand, boron, dolomite, clay and lead dropped from the helicopters to put it out.
The radiation was so intense
that many of those brave pilots died.
Radiation will stay in the area for the next 48,000 years. But humans may return to the area in about 600 years, give or take 3 centuries. I was a schoolgirl back in 86. And within a few hours of the accident, Dad put all of us on the train to Grandma's house. She lives about 800 kilometers from here, and Dad wasn't sure if it was far enough away to keep us away from the meltdown. People there had to leave everything, from photos of their grandparents to cars. Their clothes, cash, and passports have all been changed by state authorities. Incredibly, people had homes, motorcycles, garages, cars, country houses. They had money, friends, and relatives. People had their lives. And then, in a matter of hours, the entire world fell to pieces. After a few hours' trip in an army vehicle, they stood under a shower, washing away radiation. For some, it was too late.
Radiation is not retained by asphalt, which makes rides through this area possible. I always go for rides alone, never in the company of another vehicle, because I don't want anyone to raise dust in front of me. There are no gas stations in this area, so the tank must be full. I don't want to be marooned in the middle of nuclear desert.
Time to go for a ride. There won't be many cars on these roads, since this place has ill fame.
Hello.
This is the town of Chernobyl. It is 18 kilometers from the power plant. The entire population was evacuated in 86, but not until long after the danger enveloped them. Geiger counter readings here is now 20 to 80 microrentgens. This is the safest area in the dead zone. Here the fire trucks never return to their garages, and the firemen never return to their homes. These trucks are some of the most radioactive objects in all of Chernobyl. The men were the first on the scene, and they thought it was an ordinary fire. No one told them what they were really dealing with. Kilometers north of the reactor, we are at the gates of Pripyat. About 40,000 people lived here and loved their town. In 86, it was a modern, green, and cozy place to live. At first glance, Pripyat seems like a normal town. Here's a taxi, a grocery store, someone's watch hangs from the balcony, and the windows are open. Yet the silence here is deafening. There are many places that are structurally unsafe or have collected pockets of intense radiation. There are places where no one dares to go, not even scientists with protective gear. One such place is the cemetery. The relatives of the people who are buried there cannot visit, because in addition to people, much of the radioactive graphite nuclear core is buried here. It's one of the most toxic places on Earth. Here we are at the town kindergarten. Ironically, there are hundreds of little gas masks, a teacher's diary, and a last note saying their walk on Saturday has been cancelled due to some unforeseen problem. The park is the most radioactive section of town because it's directly in front of the reactor. On the day of the disaster, the north wind brought the first clouds here, and it said that people ran for their lives as they searched for their children in the atomic smoke. Ukrainian, Chernobyl is the name of a grass, wormwood. This word scares the holy bejesus out of people here. Maybe part of the reason for this is because the Bible mentions wormwood in the book of the Revelations, which foretells the end of the world. I don't know how many people actually died of radiation. No one knows, not even approximately. The official casualty reports say only 30, yet many sources put the toll from 300 to over 400,000. The final toll will not be known in our lifetime, and maybe not our children's lifetime either.
In the dead zone, the silence of the villages, roads, and woods seem to tell something to me. Something that I strain to hear, something that attracts and repels me both at the same time. It is divinely eerie, like stepping into that Salvador Dalí painting with the dripping clocks forever. Yet it is much more than that. Remember what happened here. Remember what happened here. Remember what happened here.